COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Hell yeah. Now Taylor Swift and her new bestie Brittany Mahomes are under fire for having fun.
And where did all of the Dwayne The Rock Johnson's melanin go? We gotta talk about that.
Also, Jay-Z said he'd take the bag too. We're gonna get into that later. But first, Brad, they say Tamar was singing this weekend.
They said she was what, Tanner?
They said she was singing.
Well, baby, Tamar's mic was definitely on, honey. Girl, you kicked off the 10-year Love and War tour this past weekend in Dallas and sang the house down. Let me show y'all what I'm talking about. Check it out.
So empty, so empty, oh. Everything was
okay, the false
Come on now. Come on now,
the
girl.
Hair and the dress blowing in.
Why you looking like that? You so hard on yourself. You get on my freaking nerves.
It was a bad
girl,
clip.
You look good. You sound amazing. And okay for the head blowing in the wind. We're here for it, darling. So check it out. How does it feel to be back on the road again?
Oh, man, it feels so good. It's so fun. Nivea and Tiffany Evans, they did the dang thing.
Good.
And
what's up?
It just feels so good to be, you know, in your own element, you know, with your my Tamartian friends,
yes.
Because it's a different kind of, you know, crowd. And I'm just looking forward to tonight in New York City and this weekend with Jesse.
Yay!
Yay.
No, for this weekend in Atlanta, are you gonna bring that thigh meat?
I'll bring all the thigh meat.
Thigh meat.
But I'm not gonna have as much thigh meat because my son's gonna be there.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't like when I twerk and stuff like that, so I don't know what I'm going to do. It's lots of twerking.
That's part of the show.
It's
huh?
A lot of part of the
just
show.
Just got a message from some of the male Tamartians. They said, leave him home, because they want the thigh meat.
We want thigh meat and we want twerking. Thigh meat and twerking.
I love that yellow dress. That dress was beautiful. I saw one like that at Forever 21, and I was like,
you did not see that dress.
Oh, no, I mean, not yours.
You didn't see that dress.
Why
did he sneak that in?
Yeah, that's what Gary do.
I'm just so grateful because I really started crying last night.
Oh.
Not during my set, but really doing Nivea and Tiffany. And I can't wait to see this lady over here, man.
Oh.
I can't wait. And her and Drew, we're going to have a blast.
A blast.
Yeah, yeah,
a blast.
It's
New York
be a good
to
time.
New York won't be popping too, but it's sold out. So if you ain't got no tickets, that's bad.
Sorry about you.
Yeah, I ain't got no tickets, okay, so my phone is off.
Oh, thank you.
You better not have it off when you in Atlanta.
No,
okay. All your family here now. Don't forget us.
All right. Well, guys, it looks like Taylor Swift is settling into this NFL girlfriend wives club very nicely.
Yeah.
Taylor was supporting her man, Travis Kelce, at his game Sunday. That's her man.
Tanner,
man.
Where is
her man. She was caught, okay, T-Swift was caught red-handed on camera giving KC quarterback Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany, a secret handshake and celebration of a touchdown. Some people thought, here it's about to come up, some people online thought it was cute, others thought it was a bit too much. Some people called it corny and lame. What do you guys think?
This is lame as hell. Lame.
It was the last little swoop.
Y'all
didn't like this pop, pop,
no,
pop.
So white, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's very Caucasian.
So white.
Yeah.
It is, y'all.
I recognized that choreography immediately. I was like, oh, that's my people.
Yeah.
I did, too. So is she just watching the football games because her man is there, or does she like football?
She probably.
I have never seen her be football adjacent prior to this whole Travis Kelce thing.
I have never seen Taylor Swift's foot near a ball. Okay, all of a sudden,
oh, no, they be near balls, baby. All these friends.
But she is a very supportive fan when you see her at things, because every time you see her at an award show, whether she's rocking or not, she's always in the audience turning up for other people.
She's a happy girl.
She's spirited.
She is a happy girl.
We love a good fan.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, moving on, the Greven Museum in Paris, France, honored Dwayne The Rock Johnson by creating a wax figure, but there was just one thing wrong. The Rock has been gentrified.
What?
people started pointing out.
Who the hell is that?
What is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, meet Plymouth Rock.
That look like him.
That is.
Oh my God! It's this thing. Like, do you have two left legs? Like, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah. I'm gonna tell my kids that's Mr. Clean.
What's wrong with this picture?
People started pointing out that the man that they molded was pretty much 100% Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, this is a white man.
And they missed the black and Samoan roots. I don't know if the wax machine ran out of ink, but this is what we ended up getting. The Rock posted a funny video of his fans going in on the work of art with the caption, "I'm gonna have my team reach out to our friends at Grevin Museum in Paris, France, so we can work on updating my wax figure here with some important details and improvements, starting with some skin color, you jabronis." Some fans even called the statue the chalk instead of the Rock.
And he's not pigeon-toed enough.
That's not like, the Rock. I don't know who that is.
I feel like
is.
They started making Vin Diesel, and then they got the words like, no, we're making the Rock. And then they like, it's too late.
Changed his mind for sure.
Well, looks like we have the answer, Sway. So doing a recent sit-down with Gayle King, Mr. Jay-Z weighed in on the viral online debate over whether $500,000 or dinner with him is worth more. And check out what my man said.
Take the $500,000. Go buy some albums and listen to the albums. It's all there. Everything that I said was gonna happen, happened. Everything that I said I wanted to do, I've done. And there's the blueprint.
I always said I would take the money.
Yeah.
I'd take the money and buy him dinner if he wanted it, but, you know, I'm taking the money.
I don't need to sit down and eat nowhere. We got enough food in Atlanta.
Yeah, we got food back there.
We got chefs. I can go over anybody's house and eat. Yeah, I'll take
the money. I got pepper steak at the house.
Okay.
Pepper steak.
Look like to me sitting down with him face to face would give you more, getting knowledge from him would be more than money.
For what?
But who's to say he's going to give you anything?
Right. You don't think
you're taking a risk. He going to eat.
Yeah.
He's like, see you later.
Have you ever seen Jay-Z buttering bread before?
I haven't.
Yeah, well,
bread, like that man, when he sat down to eat, he sat down to eat.
Wow.
Okay. But to me, it's like not, like just taking the money, not sitting down talking with Jesus.
Jesus?
I mean, yeah. Jesus or geniuses?
Jesus.
A genius?
With Jesus.
Jesus.
You know, you want to talk to Jesus. You don't want
to
take the
Jesus
money.
I talk to Jesus every morning. I'm not going to be paying five. And I talk to Jesus for free. I'm not going to be paying $500,000 to talk to Blue Ivy Daddy. No, I could, like he's talking about the album, and I'm going to buy myself something to eat.
That's just greedy. That's money.
Well, moving along, y'all. It looks like a Houston teen, Maya Garcia, has her heart set on one dance with Drake. And in effort to make it happen, her mom ran out a billboard inviting Drake to attend her Sweet 16.
Now that's a hell of an invitation right there.
All right.
I hope he pays attention to it because he does really cool stuff for his fans. So he might pull up. I hope he does. Damn, that's a hell of an invitation.
Yo, imagine the budget. You know what? The thing with Hispanics, though, when it comes to the quinceañera,
they go out.
They're going to have the tamale. They gonna have you ever had a pig in a blanket from Hispanics?
No.
Baby, don't nobody put a pig in a blanket.
Wait,
like Pedro.
Hold on, are you saying tamales? Are you calling tamales a pig in a blanket?
Yeah.
The tamale is its own thing.
It really is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, like a pig in a blanket is the hot dog and the little biscuit thing. Yeah. And tamale is that thing, Mac, with the masa.
Tamar, you gonna go to somebody's Sweet 16 and they put you up on a billboard like this? You gonna go get a little
tamale? I was going to ask Rat that same question.
No, I was gonna ask you.
You was gonna ask
because you on tour and stuff.
So they're gonna you Rat that tag. You're the first female to go platinum.
And you just did a world tour. So they want to know. You go ahead, Tamar.
They really, really want you to come.
No, they really want you to come because you're on tour. So they trying to figure out how you gonna fit it into your schedule because they want you to show up and they love you.
Listen, Maya, if they unavailable, I am. I'm very available. Call me, okay? Shoot.
You'll do it for free?
I'll do it for free, baby. Oh. Take me down to the tamales.
Oh. All right, then, honey. Well, up next, honey, find out who wants baby to be reunited with Tyrese, honey. You'll be surprised. So come right back for that tea.
Uh-oh.
not the Mexican corn dog.
Period. What?
Give me the street corn. Stupid.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back. Well, y'all, it seems like Tyrese's ex-wife, Samantha Lee, might be regretting her divorce from him. She recently sat down on the Hardly Initiated podcast, and when she was asked if she had a different circle of people around her, would she have went through with her divorce? And here's what she had to say.
If I had different people in my ear at that time, I would not have made that decision, no.
Wow.
I wouldn't. And that's the truth.
You gotta watch who you get your advice from, yo.
This is true. This
like,
is true.
All her friends that was probably putting stuff in the air probably didn't have half of what she had going on at that time.
And low key hating.
And they wanted her to be at their level.
Exactly.
And didn't have a man.
So let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys think that it makes a difference if someone publicly comes out and says that they regret or somehow thinks that maybe
it could
have worked differently?
I think that shows extreme vulnerability and that you are truly sorry about the way things played out.
But it also puts a lot of pressure and strain on the person, especially if they're in a relationship.
And Tyrese is in a relationship.
What if he has a little inkling of love still for his ex? Like this?
He does, but that's what I'm saying.
Okay, but he's not going to leave the person he's with just because this is happening. This puts a strain.
I think he might.
Because she kind of low-key said, come home.
You can't tear down something that he has right now.
Yeah.
Because somebody else, it didn't work. You can't do that.
Like, Samantha needs a hush.
He's in what he's in. Like, he can't just leave what he's built with this other person. Y'all crazy. Oh, God. And don't ever give me advice. You don't ever tell me. I won't need it. Baby, if you listen, I ain't listening to this. I don't care.
That's right, man. I'm gonna
say, stay with your wife. That's what I'm gonna say.
I ain't never leaving. I ain't never going nowhere.
I should be rocking BBS stones if I let you go.
And Mr. Brian McKnight pissed his first family off before. Y'all wait until they catch what this man done did now. All right, well, now Mr. Brian introduced the new baby Brian McKnight. I ain't gonna say that other word, but y'all know what I mean, to the world, but with the twist.
Lord, I'm so tired.
Wait.
I'm so tired.
Junior?
Junior.
The initials.
This is like. Wait, what?
Ooh, the petty level high. Yeah. It
ain't. I ain't Samantha.
Oh.
So, HK, read what he said.
Check it out. He said, so proud to introduce
<He's gorgeous. laughs>
our son, Brian Kanewa Makoa Jr. to the world. I am also proud to officially announce that I have legally changed my name to exactly match my legacies. My legal name is now Brian Kanewa Makoa McKnight Sr.
I'm just a little confused. What did he change? Did he just add the middle names to his name?
He added Kanewa.
That's his son's name, Joaquin.
He added Kanewa.
Is that the wife's name?
Yeah, the new chick.
They need to get on new wife of hers. She knew damn well he had a Brian McKnight Jr. when she had that damn little bath.
Okay.
This is the first time in a long time I've seen a junior be demoted. You know what I'm saying? But hold on. Plot twist. When you change your name to the same as your son's, you're now the junior. So now Brian McKnight is Brian Kanewa.
Junior.
Krakatoa McKnight. Junior.
He juniored himself.
Yeah.
You literally got son.
No.
That's all the way back at one, right? We started back. You remember that? Thank you. Thank you for that, T. Boom. Pow. Still got it. Okay, coming up, John Stamos found this sitcom legend in bed with his girlfriend. Woo. Find out who plus much more when we come right back.
John Stamos was so fine.
He was. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, what up?
All right, y'all don't know that song, Elton John song, Tiny Dancer? Yeah. You remember that one, right? And then there's the misheard lyric where it says, hold me closer, Tony Danza. Y'all remember that one? Y'all never heard that one?
No, I don't know that part.
Your brain always processes the right lyric.
Well, that line was part of John Stamos' worst nightmare. So, back in the 80s, before Full House, John was dating actress Terry Copley, and in his new memoir, If You Would Have Told Me, he reveals how he found out she was cheating on him. John pulled up to Terry's house one time and spotted a vintage convertible in the driveway with a sexy poster of Terry and some boxing gloves inside. John approaches the house, the door slightly open, and he sees Terry naked in bed with a guy, but he can't tell who the guy is. So a pissed off Stamos takes off, steals the poster from the car, and sees that it's autographed to My Dear Tony. Then on the way home, he hears Tiny Dancer, remembers the wrong lyric, and click, Tony Danza was smashing his girlfriend.
What?
No.
Who's the boss now?
Hold on.
Was that true, though?
How he cracked the case with a poster? Yeah, I don't know if this is true. I don't know.
We just got a word from Terry's team that this book is a scheme that Todd set up. She has spoken and she said she had already broken up with him and then got with
See, I told you it didn't sound right.
Okay. Yeah, but she did do it though.
She did do it, but they had broke up already. Yeah. With John
Stamos. Well, how long had they been broken up?
It don't matter.
It was broke up already. What do you mean it don't matter? How long is
you
don't matter?
You don't owe anybody an explanation if you're
taking a break.
Wait, hold on.
John Stamos and Tony Danza was not friends. She could smash who she wanted to smash. The relationship was over. It was over.
But you still got residue from that other one. You got to wait.
They weren't together.
Well, believe it or not, child, some stars can be relatable. So it seems like maybe Billie Eilish was doing a TikTok challenge where you freeze a can of soda to get what they call a crispy Diet Coke.
Okay.
What?
There's variations of how you do it, and it's not clear where she went wrong, but Billie shared these pics after the Diet Coke exploded in her fridge, and she said...
That is disgusting.
Oh, my God. And she said... Literally, I couldn't be more single right now. LMAO, what the hell is all this?
I hate when it happens. Having children is a common occurrence. It doesn't happen as much.
She don't have no kids.
I know she has no excuse for that. She probably meant to leave it in there for like an hour.
Yeah, forgot.
And forgot, yeah. Got preoccupied, and boom.
Disregard the Coke.
No, okay? What's in the fridge?
It's the stuff that's in the refrigerator that is thrown in there. It looked disgusting and nasty. Yeah.
That's my refrigerator.
Tipped over. The Coke didn't do all that.
No.
My takeaway from this is that Billie Eilish does a little cooking, which is impressive to me. Like, as opposed to, like...
How? Really?
Just the fact that she has food in the fridge.
She does a little cooking, but no cleaning.
Well, apparently a lot, because there's a Tupperware container right there, and she kind of thick. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. She'd be really, you know, munching away.
Like a turkey.
So you don't mind going to a woman's house and her freezer looks like this?
Well, preferably not with an exploded Coke, but, like, if there's food in the freezer, I'm not critiquing how she put her food up.
So you don't care if it looks like that?
That doesn't bother me.
Oh,
yeah.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Nowadays, I'm telling you, it's crazy outside.
A closet like that is a deal breaker for me. But a fridge like that, I'm just glad you have food.
If somebody calls it like that, you can do what you want in a relationship. Yeah.
That's also true.
Now you're talking right.
Up next, people will try anything to get out of paying bills, but wait till you hear this hard stopping measure that one man took. We got the deets after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, it's the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it!
Okay, so a Lithuanian man by the name of Itis J found a dramatic way to get out of paying restaurant bills in Spain, and it's way better than a Dine and Dash, okay?
Uh-oh.
Now, allegedly, he would act like a tourist who didn't speak Espanol. Then he would fall to the floor pretending to have a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
I like his style. He did this at 20 restaurants and was usually let go, but after pulling the same stunt twice at the same restaurant, he was thrown in a slammer where he's been for about 6 weeks, where he's probably having a fake heart attack to prevent something else.
Big dummy. Why would you do it in the same restaurant?
He probably forgot the script.
That's the dumbest.
Yeah. No, you know who you scammed.
You know.
Yeah.
Not when you out here doing that at 20 restaurants.
It's like a serial killer. After a while, you get a little sloppy. Mm-hmm. And you got sloppy with his heart attack stuff.
Y'all think I could get away with something like this?
Like a heart attack?
Yeah, like and get like a free meal at Cheesecake Factory or something? Yeah.
I don't know, because you're young. They would think it was like a drug-related stroke.
Yeah. Then you all in the news, and then, you know, nobody's going to hire you.
Yeah.
Wait, you think I'll lose my Dish Nation job for that?
This wouldn't work for you.
No, I think you should try it.
You should at least do it for the mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Depending on who's around.
Yeah.
Strategically plan that job.
You know, like, maybe if you were getting, like, some repairs done on something, and you had, like, a heart attack, maybe whoever... Was like
you say if she's getting a tune-up? Is that what you're saying?
A plumber was laying pipe.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.